What's up, y'all, and welcome back to another episode of the Big Mouth Counselor. So today, I know I got started just a little late, and I was supposed to be coming to y'all with a new podcast like way earlier, but y'all, let me tell you something. I woke up kind of late today. I still had to get some other work done, so, you know, forgive me for my lateness. But now that we got all that out the way, y'all, I'm coming today to really talk about what I was supposed to be talking about yesterday. And my bad, y'all. I'm trying to get adjusted over here. It's a little cold in my office. But I'm coming to you guys today to really talk to you about what it was that I was trying to talk to you guys about yesterday, okay? And I was kind of hitting on the point when I was talking about, you know, how you grew up, how your parents are raised, your beliefs and all that good stuff. And honestly, I still don't have a title for it, but I'm going to just go ahead and shoot for it and just talk about that. Like I was telling you guys earlier in the podcast, the other episode I did yesterday, I haven't posted it just yet, but there's going to be kind of a combination with these two. Yesterday, I was speaking on really how we were raised, what our beliefs were, and the things that we saw growing up. And I didn't realize that that played a major part in my growing up, my adulting, my parenting, all that good stuff until, you know, a couple of months ago. And like I told you guys, I've been going to therapy. So this year was really like a big ass eye opener for me. I had to go to therapy for a lot of shit, okay? You know, your counselors, your life coaches, everything. They're, you know, we're human too. We need to check in with ourselves every now and then, and, you know, kind of need people to, you know, check on us as well. So, you know what I'm saying? We got to do what we got to do for ourselves too, because if we don't take care of ourselves, then how are we supposed to help y'all? You know what I'm saying? So, kudos to all the workers out there, the healers, the helpers, teachers, all that, who check in with themselves every now and then to make sure you know that they're good, because we got to be straight to help y'all. You know what I'm saying? So piggybacking off of that, when I started noticing certain patterns in my parenting, especially like just how I was trying to really enforce the respect with my children, really trying to discipline them, and really you know, just kind of moving about in the house, a lot of those things start to come, like, really started coming to a head with a lot of the fussing and the nagging and just really being irritable and just feeling like I didn't want to be around my own children. And I had to kind of take a step back and, you know, kind of talk about some things with my wife, because, I mean, at that point, y'all, I was feeling like I was just a badass parent. You know what I'm saying? I was just like, oh, no, I don't need no kids, and, oh, I can't raise them, and they don't like me. I started feeling really insecure, and, you know what I'm saying? If you're a parent that comes into a blended household, or even if you had children of your own, man, you get those feelings of, I don't think I can do this. I don't think I'm a great parent. Like, I don't know how other people do this shit. But that's just because of underlining issues that we have to deal with as well. And those shits, they stem from how we were brought up. And so that wasn't the only occurrences how was this stuff, you know, was coming up. It was a lot of stuff to deal dealing with my marriage as well. Me being as a wife and trying to, I guess, like, figure out, like, what type of wife I'm supposed to be, you know what I'm saying? So I didn't have an example of, you know, what marriage is supposed to be like, what a peaceful home is supposed to be like, you know, all those things. No, I grew up in a really hostile home. There was love, but, you know, as a child, you need so much more, and you don't realize that shit until you're a parent, you know. So kudos to the moms and kudos to the dads who really take the time to love on your kids, show them affection and talk to them, and just trying to be there for them the way that maybe we weren't. Or, you know, if your mom or dad showed you hella love, man, you're just trying to reciprocate it back to your children. For me, it wasn't always like that. I got a lot of that love from my grandparents. You know, my mom had her own shit to deal with. My dad had his own shit to deal with. And now that I know that, you know what I'm saying, I don't resent them, and I don't blame them for the way that we were brought up. They were really just doing what the hell they knew how to do. And I think that's something that we do not recognize. A lot of us hold a lot of hate, a lot of resentment from our parents for not being there or just raising us the way that they did, or they weren't there enough, man. And y'all have to realize it's not dismissing the fact that, you know, yeah, they fucked up, but y'all have to understand the way that your parents are raised, man. We weren't there. We don't know. We don't know how our grandparents raised them either. And they're not talking about it because they grew up during that time where a lot of those things were kind of brushed under the rug. They don't know a lot about going to counseling and dealing with your mental health and grounding and, you know, kind of taking care of yourself. They don't know what that is. All they know is to work, provide for the kids, try to be the best parent you can, show up to graduations, show up to recitals, make sure you got clothes, make sure you're good in school, making sure you fed. That's it. You know what I'm saying? That was really just the basis of this is how you're supposed to parent. You know what I'm saying? They were the ones that were supposed to provide for us, and that was pretty much it. You know, and when you look at it from that perspective, it makes you sit back and think like, damn. So you really had, really, literally, there's no manual to this shit. You really was just going in and taking the shit that how you were raised and the beliefs that you learned, you were taking that information and applying it to the way that they were raising us. And we end up doing the same shit. Now, I'm not saying that the things that your mom or your grandma taught you is all bad, but y'all have to, and when I say y'all, I mean me too, goddammit, because I'm still learning. So, when we look at those things and we realize the things that we are applying, you have to some point sit back and just be like, okay, so this isn't working for me or my household. It may have worked for my mom when she was raising me, but this shit ain't working over here now. And you gonna have a lot of those moments when you start to realize like, damn, you know, how they were raised. Because when you have those conversations, like I had those conversations with my mom, realizing a lot of her traumas and things that she never talked about, that shit was hitting me. And I had a trauma that I hadn't talked about until now, 31 years. And I finally came out and told my mom about this shit. And it was just like a heavy ass weight lifting. And she shared a similar thing with me. And like, seriously, like, you know, I had to clutch my pearls on that, because I'm like, damn, I didn't know this was going on, but it makes a lot of sense. Why your parents' mannerisms and their personalities are the way that they are, man. And when we talk about breaking those cycles and just changing the way that things are, that's what we mean. Like, you have to change this whole cycle of how you're doing shit. The whole cycle of how you talking to people, children, your wife, anybody. You have to change all of that. Because your parents were taught otherwise. They weren't taught that, you know, we can go to therapy to get help. You know, black women or black men, we got to be strong. You know, our black men can't cry. They can't show vulnerability. Our black women have to always birth these children and cook and clean and be in the house, and they can't work. No, that shit has changed. And we are learning from them and trying to figure this shit out on our own. The thing is, we're not talking to our parents about that stuff. I don't know how many of you, my listeners, have actually been to counseling, and we talked about our parents and how we parent and their childhood. But it is imperative, like so imperative, that you guys talk to your parents and learn how they were brought up. Learn about their childhood and learn about their beliefs and where they got this information from. And it will make a whole lot of sense as to why you do certain things that could be like, hey, this might not work for my children, or this might not work for my marriage. You can't go based off of what other people were doing, how you thought marriages look. You can't go off of that. It took me a couple of months to kind of realize that I had a whole fucking mask on the entire time I was doing this parenting and this marriage thing. I was wearing a mask for years because I always felt like I had to constantly be the strong one of the family. You know what I'm saying? I'm the baby on both sides. So I felt like I had to always just kind of come to everybody's rescue and just kind of be the peacemaker, the mediator, all that type stuff. But when you start to kind of go in and you start to love on yourself just a little more and realize, like, I really do need to do some evaluations and kind of checking myself and be aware with a lot of things, you start taking all that shit back and you start loving yourself more. You pour into you more. And when you start pouring into you more, you can stop being this whole fake ass person that you are online or when people meet you or when you're talking on the phone, and start being your authentic self. And when you start being your authentic self, that shit is gonna scare you because it scared the fuck out of me. You start cutting people off, even family. You don't talk to people no more. You don't tolerate certain conversations. You don't tolerate certain things on social media because that is that change. That's the change that needs to happen. You're not being like your mom. You're not being like your father. You're being you. You're going based off of the shit that you're learning now. You're going based off of the things that is working now. And you're trying to instill that in your children now as positive things and not negative things. You don't want to raise your children to be brought up that, yes, I have to whoop my child ass every single time they do something. And I know how we always talk about white folks always being so goddamn calm with their kids and their kids getting in trouble. But honestly, always applying beating your kids is not always the answer. Man, you could whoop your child 50, 11 times and still go back and do the same shit. And I'm not dismissing people who like to discipline their children like that. Because when they're toddlers, you know, you give them a little pop or something to tell them, don't do that. And they'll realize it. The older that you get, though, the belts and whatever else you're trying to use, they don't care about that shit. Of course, they're going to get scared. You're enforcing that whole discipline like, hey, don't do that shit no more. I'm going to beat your ass. And then they're like, oh, okay. After a while, they're going to be looking at their belt like, man, she ain't going to hit me. So that's when you got to start going into some other shit. I like to take shit from you. So you ain't getting no, if you got a tablet or computer, TV and all that stuff. And I'm not saying that my kids didn't get beat because they did. You know what I'm saying? Coming into blended family, that was how my wife was doing stuff. And our children, they're not bad kids. I mean, really, they didn't get in trouble. My daughter, child, she a whole nother story. She ain't bad, but you know, my baby girl was just doing shit, you know. Just following up everybody. So she was the one that was really getting a lot of the whippings with the belt. And I grew up getting whipped with a belt. You know, my mama didn't do like other stuff like, you know, stitch of cords or switches or shit like that. No, she beat me with a belt. But she also disciplined me in other ways. And I always felt like, you know, if it was needed for me to even get a belt to whoop my kids, I would. But when it came to the two that we have here, I couldn't even lift a finger to beat my babies with no belt. My wife did that, but it was like so rare that they got that type of discipline. Man, it was really one of them things like, okay, so you really just out here just doing whatever the fuck you want to do. Like, I ain't told you not to do that shit. And that was before we started taking like TVs and shit. As they got older, we started taking away computers, laptops, TVs, any other thing that they would enjoy. We was taking that shit from them, taking their leisure, because now you're not listening. And we told you numerous of times, we talked to you and you still just like, okay, well, whatever, you can still kiss my ass. And you know, once you take away those things, I feel like it's so important to have a conversation with them so they'll know the reason why I'm doing this shit is because you did not listen. You know what I'm saying? It's not that kids have to be like this whole soldier in the army and you the general or whatever. It's not that, man. You're trying to raise them and you're trying to tell them something like, hey, I've been there, or this isn't okay for you to be doing because as a child, you know, you should be doing this or you should be doing that. And we let our kids be free. I'm not going to lie. They don't have a lot of stipulations when it comes to just being them and in the house and things like that. They're free children. And, you know, the respect goes a very, very long way. So when those lines are kind of crossed, when it comes to disrespect, or you really just out here showing your ass in school, you disrespecting other people. And by all means, like, we have our kids back. We listen to them first. If we know, like, hey, if you're doing some shit in school and somebody hit us up and tell us, like, you know, hey, they've been doing this, we're going to talk to you first. And you explain the situation, and it's crazy because you know when your kids are lying. You know when they lying. So when you talk to them first, you can hear that. Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. Let me go ahead and talk to your teacher. Talk to the teacher, let them know the situation. I come up there, and I like to come up there and talk to people face to face when it comes to serious shit like that. If I can't get what I want off the phone, I'm coming up there to see you. That's just me. And they know that. They know I'll come up to the school in a hot second. Don't call me. You call the other mom. But don't call me, because if you call me, I'm going to hold you on that phone and I'm going to tell you I'm on the way. And if they see me and they know I'm catching a lie in something, somebody is going to get told off and you're going to want punishment. That's just it. I don't have to beat my children for them to have that type of, oh man, I know I done messed up. And I'm not trying to have them scared of me. That's not something that I'm trying to instill. But you know, growing up, that was something that we always had. We was always brought up to be scared of our parent because, oh, you know, your mom gonna do this. Or, oh, you gonna be in trouble with this. It shouldn't even be like a fear tactic type thing. It should be one of those things like, if you know you disrespecting your mom or you done acted up, disrespecting authority and doing something in school that you know was wrong, you should have that, I feel bad for doing this because I know this is something that I should not be doing. And then if you know it's something that you should not be doing, then you need to talk about it and figure out what's going on. You know what I'm saying? We had a situation the other day with my daughter, and I was just kind of confused as to why she did something totally opposite than what the hell I was telling her. And you know, they're 14, so first year of high school, you know, I had to have a conversation. Like, soon as she came through the door, I was just like, nah, come on, park it right here, sis, and let's have a conversation, because I'm trying to figure out what happened here. You know, where was the communication or the understanding messed up in between what we were talking about on the phone? You know what I'm saying? And, you know, my daughter, she just cried everything. So, of course she was crying, but I wasn't hurting her feelings, y'all. I wasn't cussing her out or nothing like that. She was just, girl, she always cried everything. Anyway, you know, she get to crying and going on, and I'm just like, you know, hey, I understand. But you ain't in trouble. And I kept telling her, you're not in trouble. Like, don't see it as you're being in trouble. I'm just trying to discipline you and let you understand, like, hey, you can't do shit like that when shit does not go your way. That's not how you get things. You know what I'm saying? And that was the whole gist of it. She didn't understand. She was being impatient, and she just went on ahead and did whatever the hell that she wanted to do, and still was thinking that she was going to get to do what she wanted to do when she came home. Like, we weren't going to find out that she goddamn lied. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, that's a whole nother trip. But, all of that ties into, like I said, how your parents are raised and what their beliefs were and how they raised you to believe those things and to do those things when it comes to your parenting. And that was just really the only thing. I feel like, and I really encourage you guys to have a conversation with your parents about those things and ask them questions about their childhood. Ask them things, you know, when it came to discipline and conversations, certain conversations, even about sex, like how they were taught about how to be protected or talked about pregnancy or birth control, you know, all those things. Like, talk to your parents about those things and see where those similarities could have came from in how you raise your children and how your household is ran. Because I guarantee you, 9 times out of 10, you are doing the same shit that you watch your mom do. You listen to her, her beliefs, and the same with your father. If they were in the same household, my household was split. I was doing, you know, nagging and doing all the same similar shit that my dad would do. But I'm still disciplined and fussing like my mom would do. So it doesn't matter if your household was split or not, you gonna still do the same shit that your mom or your dad did. And it's crazy because it's like they touched you and they passed all of that shit to you unknowingly. And it's not that those things are just kind of like embedded, but you know, when you small and you see certain things, it's kind of like a thing that you remember and it kind of comes up later and without you knowing it, and you just like, damn, I don't even know where I get that from. Because some of those things are embedded when you're small. You remember those things and you kind of try to do it the same way. But in this day and time, we have to learn how to do shit the way that it works for us. No matter what your family may say, your grandparents, your parents, it doesn't matter. Because this is your household, this is your family that you're trying to raise. They've done their part. So when you do your part in raising yourself and raising your children and being in a marriage, learn how to have boundaries and tell people, hey, this is my household, these are my children, this is my marriage, I'm running this the way that I see fit for me to do it. And if it works for you, man, like, do it. That boundary thing, it's gonna come into play, and we're gonna talk about that in our next episode as well, because that's some, whew, y'all be running out of these boundaries. that's something else that we really got to talk about. So I hope hope I ended this on a good note, and I hope that you guys can take some information from this. And like always, man, if y'all have a question about anything, please feel free to email me, chat it up on the Facebook, comment on the podcast, anything that you guys want. I also have an Instagram page. You know, you guys know where to follow me at. It's Two Birds and Company on IG. It's Two Birds and Company on Facebook. You'll find us with the logo that has the all the different color birds on it. And again, if you guys are looking for any aromatherapy goods, candles, room sprays, herbal teas, bath soaks, soaps, oils, I do have an aromatherapy shop. It is Mabel and Mary's Aromatherapy LLC. You can find us on Facebook. That is Mabel, M-A-B-E-L, and Mary's Aromatherapy. You can find us on IG under the same name, Facebook. I am on Twitter, but I forget the name all the time. So find us out there, y'all. Like I said, I'm going to try to link everything in the bio so you guys can find everything that you need. But please, yeah, man, just take care. Have those conversations and really think about those things, man. It's important. As always, I'm going to leave y'all on this note of these relaxing sounds, man. And if y'all want to know where I get the music from, I always get it from YouTube. This is a... what is it? This one is called 321 Relaxing Meditation. They are on YouTube. It is completely free. I always shout them out because I don't want any issues. So yeah, I'm going to go ahead and let this play, man. And y'all enjoy y'all time. Enjoy y'all day. And I hope you guys are already having a great week. Peace.